That's not it. He took the picture from Aaron and turned it over, even as his hand buzzed. The faces of the two kids stared back at them. When I came in here, these two, he pointed to the boy and girl, were crying. The painting was crying. He held up the fingers of one hand. I felt the tears myself. And he mumbled, they're ghosts.
What?
Aaron leaned in close.
What do you mean they're ghosts? Who are they?
I don't know. He sniffled, rubbing an arm across his nose. Each time I saw them this week, they would be there, and then they would disappear, you know, like ghosts. He brought the fingers of both hands together and then opened them. On the driveway, these two rode by me on some old bicycles with rusty training wheels when I was bringing in the groceries the first day we got here. I ducked to move out of their way, and when I turned back, they were gone. I figured maybe they'd disappeared inside a neighbor's house.
Why didn't you tell me about this then?
I should have. I was going to, but I got distracted by a beautiful naked woman. Besides, we were just starting our honeymoon.
Still?
Aaron wore a half grin. Daryl pressed on. Then, when we were watching the manatees at Three Sisters, they rode right behind us on the boardwalk on the same bicycles.
You sure? I don't remember any kids on bicycles on the boardwalk at the springs.
I know. You and everybody else didn't see or hear them because you don't have the gift. Daryl's voice was laced with derision. And then I saw them again at the beach, building a sandcastle. Remember that sandcastle we saw on the tip of the beach we passed jogging on Fort Island? They were sitting right there, playing in the sand, in the same street clothes I'd seen them in the first two times. But you couldn't see them, and when I turned around, they were gone.
Why didn't you tell me then?
I would have. I wanted to. But I didn't want our honeymoon to be about chasing ghosts. Erin reached across and pulled Daryl into her arms.
It'll be okay. I get it. You see ghosts from time to time.
He gently pushed her back. No, you don't get it. They're haunting me. You know how this goes. Once they start, they won't let up. They need me to help them. He uttered the last two words with distaste. You know, like Hank and Wilshire and Amy and Kate May.
Maybe you're jumping the gun. Ghosts know you're a sensitive. They reach out to you. Look how many ghosts reached out to you in Kate May. How do you know these two are trying to rope you into some mystery?
Daryl paused for a moment, thinking. You know that word I asked Luis about at dinner last night?
She nodded. Ayúdanos.
Daryl looked down at the floor. Yeah, well, it's what both kids at Fort Island Beach asked me. The kids who were building a sandcastle, the two you didn't see.